Need to read your seat up a little. That button on the side, they can grab that.
You have to wear bulletproof vest in summers.
You got that one right, yeah. Everybody comes after you.
Been lost about the agitators at the meeting.
No, I mean, not lately.
Hey, Joe.
Well, then I'm gonna have to show.
Oh, gosh.
This is my week.
Well, as I was saying, for the whole week. And I was thinking, I work.
On Thursday?
Yeah, she's St. Patty.
Got to treat her as St. Patrick's Day. That's big, it's heavy or something.
You're bringing that in, aren't you?
So seeing it's about nine after, or five after nine.
Nobody changed the clocks in this book.
Five after 10, yeah. Why don't we go ahead and get started? And I guess a quick roll call. We have Rob Berry, who's absent. Terry is out sick, excused. Joe Ellen?
She's not there.
Anyone else is present, so we'll call the order.
Here's Joe Ellen.
Nick Atani. That wasn't Rob Berry.
That was Rob. Was he doing that there?
That chair's really low. This one's really,
this one wasn't working.
Here,
you
get the worst chair. Al has a spot next to him.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Hi there.
Well, when you sent me that text this morning, or email this morning, I thought to myself, wow, it's going to be kind of short.
No, it's one of those work.
I was try this one down.
Running out.
Oh, okay. It's gonna say, wow.
It was, I was caught in meetings and I was like, well, no, I gotta sit there and I get some sitting out there.
He's gonna look at it.
I know.
Get out of
the
house.
What do you say?
So I guess we have everyone that we expected. Call to order. Let's do citizens' comments first. Citizens' comments. Hearing none. We'll go into the approval of the minutes from November 16th of 2015. Everybody had a chance to take a look at those and provide any feedback or input or comment.
Move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. I think before we go any further, I think we'd like to kind of just introduce a new member to our committee, which is Mr. Rob Berry. Rob is replacing Dr. Bauer, who has retired from Sewer PAC as the county surveyor, right?
Yes.
So maybe Rob, you can introduce yourself, or Al, if you have any comments, or.
Well, Rob is not officially the county surveyor, but he will be tomorrow. If Mr. O'Day votes for him, that's what
I'm probably given.
Yeah, that way. Anyways, just a little bit about yourself, Rob.
All right. As far as thank you, happy to serve. So it's one of those where I'm looking forward to it. A little bit about myself. As I mentioned the last time, I was one of those where I graduated from Ohio State in surveying and engineering. Had my license both in Wisconsin and Michigan. I've had the ability to, in a previous employment, had the ability to work in 46 out of the 50 states doing any kind of land surveying or surveying activity, most for geodetic control. And photogrammetric control, and also had the ability to work in a couple other countries. Started at the commission last December for a year and a half, or roughly a year and 4 months, and been working under Dr. Bauer as far as deputy county surveyor, and looking it had the ability to work for Kenosha County on a couple of transactions as far as the block surveys that are associated with blocks 21, 36, 22, 36, and also on Washington Avenue. So it's been a great transition. Had the ability to really enjoyed working with the commission. I've had also involvement with the commission and over the years as an advising role and also doing geodetic control surveys too for that matter. And certainly looking forward to utilizing my expertise in geodetic control also and in LIDAR control, LIDAR service, you know, services and things of that sort. So looking forward to, you know, if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer and help, and looking forward to the opportunities ahead.
Thank you. Do you know everybody in the room?
I know a few. Okay.
May I just take 2 seconds, go around the room, introduce ourselves?
I'm Al Brockmeyer.
Yes.
Ben Kosh, County Emergency Management. Excuse me, Al. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Joellen Storrs. I'm the Kenosha County Register of Deeds.
Mike Petschnein, the Application Services Manager for Kenosha.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for the information. Jimmy Visiglio, the Commission.
And Joe Huck, I'm a realtor who sits on the committee.
Okay.
Andy Buehler, I met Rob when he went to our committee on Wednesday.
John O'Day, I'm on the county board and also a realtor. Okay.
Morty Laycox, Chairman. So with that, I did want to just take 2 seconds and acknowledge all the contributions that Dr. Bauer has done for the county, for participating in a number of different efforts through Sewer PAC, the county, Land Information Council. So he was he is a very good guy and a good friend. So we thank him for his efforts and participation. And with that, Mr. Brockmeyer.
Okay. Thank you very much. 4, 5, and 6, these are going to be three different kinds of subjects that we'll probably cover today. And you'll have different kinds of information. One should be the Kenosha County Land Information Plan, something like this. That'll cover the very category number 4. We'll have a state parcel mapping initiative timeline, something like this. And that should handle number 5, has to do with the Department of Administration. And then number 6, which is a land information program, which is part of the Department of Administration, should have something that says like introduction on it. And then associated with that is a map that kind of shows, has 2018, 2019, 2020. So we'll be breaking it down into 3 different sections. The first one is going to be fairly easy. Last time that we came together, we talked about the land information plan. It's a plan that is required by the Department of Administration that has certain projects that we're going to be doing probably within the next 3-year period of time. It's due every 3 years. The plan itself is taking some of the basic ideas that we have and trying to be able to implement them in the future. This plan has gone through a preliminary draft with us. We had approved it. We had it vetted by 2 counties, which is Rock County and Winnebago County, and they had nothing to comment on, so they said it was good as it was. This plan, in the final draft form, is due to the Department of Administration by March 31st. So today I'd like to take action on it in order to have it approved by this committee, so that we can send it to the Department of Administration by the 31st. We talked about taking a look at the plan and going through it and trying to make any kind of revisions if possible on it. There were 3 total revisions. On page 6, Andy's title was changed. We need more reflective of what he has. On page 24, there was a title change that was recommended by the Department of Administration. And on page 25, there's a title. Other than that, everything else is stayed pretty much the same. The final draft that we hope there'll be a motion on and approval today is not something that is set in concrete. We can make changes after it gets submitted to the Department of Administration, but the Department of Administration wants at least something on hand by the 31st. They need this plan in order to supply state initiative grants to the county. So it's one of the requirements in order to have the ability to get $50,000 for this year in grant monies. That's all I really have on this thing. If there's anything, any kind of questions?
I guess if you could just kind of recap what the process was that we went through to make the revisions.
Sure.
Work with the different organizations.
Well, the process is what we did is we went through each department individually, and we talked to the people and said, what are your projects? What do you envision happening within the next 3 years? Of course, nobody has a crystal ball and can say this is what exactly is going to happen, but we wanted to get some kind of general plans out there. And this is a very general statement as to being able to fit a lot of different projects into certain areas. So we contacted each office, had them kind of review some of the information we put down so that they could submit some of their ideas. We took those ideas and incorporated it in this plan. And then we brought this forward to the commission, or to the council here, and had the individuals look at it. This happened in December is when we approved the initial draft. And then from December until now, we had that period of time in order to make any kind of revisions on it. So, and like I said, seeing them, we'll step through these few revisions right now. We'd like to get the final draft approved and then move forward.
So just a clarification on the future projects. This is not a commitment that we are going to do these specific things. These are just some ideas that we would review and consider going forward.
That is very correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the only thing I could suggest is that if we update page 6, with assuming Rod is going to be appointed tomorrow, so let's just correct that or update that.
Okay. Very good. If possible, I'd like to entertain.
Oh, it's your job.
So I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the final draft.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to move to approve the final draft of the Land Information Plan 2015 and provide said plan to the Department of Administration.
Second. Any discussion?
I do have a question, just because I'm not familiar with it. This regarding data to the public, it says here on a cost recovery basis. I assume that's for realtors wanting to get that information.
That's for realtors, and also we get a lot of individuals from their realty firms are also appraisal firms, and they'll ask for information. We usually charge I think $75, I believe, for the entire county database.
Are those costs set by the county board on flat rate, or how does that work?
I think they were set by the county board at a point in time when the information resided with the Planning and Development Department. So it has been carried over from some of the fees that have been initiated through Planning and Development.
I recall when I was in process division, some of those fees regarding, you know, in civil process, there was all kind of legal action and paper service. And over time, we got to a point where it was costing us more to do the work than we were receiving. And I wonder, do they ever reevaluate those fees, or are they just an average?
That is a very good point. And I think that may be something that we take a look at in the future and say, like you said, is this really worth it? Or should we put something on maybe an FTP site where people can just pull it and grab it and download it automatically? That's something I'd have to talk to Marty about, and you'll probably have to talk to finance about as well.
Right. I think that we should have a more of a countywide plan for big data. How we would handle those type of things, yeah. What we feel comfortable publishing or making accessible, and potentially how people could use that for their own benefit or to go against Kenosha County. So those are some things that we need to consider. I think from an IT perspective, Gil, I think we've seen that the trend has been that the cost to provide the data continues to be dropped regardless of the amount of effort that it takes to get that data. So it's something that we work closely with Park Council on what it really costs to provide that data and what we're able to recoup or recover from.
Well, it's good to know that it is evaluated. I just remember what happened to us at the Sheriff's Department. It was actually costing us more to send a deputy out there for a half hour than the landlord was paying to have paper service. In other words, it was costing the county money to serve a paper, and it's that type of loss that kind of, I always perks my ears up because we're all taxpayers and you just hate to see that happen. You want to make sure somebody's evaluating those costs. But thanks.
Good. Any other discussion or questions? Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All opposed? So moved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good job on that. Okay.
The second part that we have here, number five, would be a discussion of hopefully Department of Administration grant. This would be using the statewide parcel timeline. So this document right here. Something put together by the state. The state is looking to initiate a program in which they have a statewide parcel map that that individuals will be able to go to. They're going to be collecting the data from the local counties. And they do have a timeline on here as far as when they want to have the information available. If you can see August 31st, 2015, they had 2016 grant applications. And the grant application is for every county in the state, and it's a $50,000 grant. The $50,000 grant is to be submitted in 2016, 2017, and probably 2018, although that's still for some discussion. Things that are required for the $50,000 to be administered by the Department of Administration are, number one, the plan, which we have finalized, the land modernization plan. And number two, it has to be a sending information to the Department of Administration so that they can apply it to the mapping program. And it has to be in a format which the Department of Administration is asking for. Thanks very much to the IT department. We're able to kind of find a way to grab this information and supply it to the Department of Administration in a format that they do that they will approve. And I mean, it's being done right now. It has to be done by the 31st in order to be able to get that $50,000 grant. As I have here, yes, I do definitely want to appreciate that. I've had some discussions with the Department of Administration on this. The very first time I heard about the information that they wanted, the format that they wanted in, was January 31st, or January 26th, and it has to be in by the 31st of March. And IT, of course, has specific plans and has different kinds of deadlines that they have to meet, and this is one of those situations where they had to drop some of their plans in order to fit this in. So again, I just want to thank Marty and his staff in order to be able to do this so that we may be able to grab that $50,000 grant. The $50,000 grant will be administered in two different sections. The $25,000 will be given to the county after a plan or a project has been confirmed that they're going to be starting to do. And the second half of this is the second $25,000 will come after the project is completed. The $50,000 grant has to relate to different kinds of benchmarks, which are on the back side of this. So the Department of Administration says, all right, you can get this $50,000 grant if you meet these benchmarks. Kenosha County, of course, being light years ahead of a lot of counties, have already met benchmark 1, 2, and 3. And benchmark 4 is the only area where we may or probably don't meet the standards. And that has to do with the PLSS monumentation, okay? That's, of course, a technical term. It has to do with monuments that are located in each section, and it's the actual starting point for surveying. And those monuments show coordinates that are the basis for all surveys to be done, any kind of land record itself, even zoning application, parcel applications. So it's a very important thing to have, very important thing to do. Right now we're working off of a 1927 database. That database has been updated to a 1983 database. And the 1983 database is used by the state Department of Transportation, by almost all the counties within the state and the federal government. It's the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, 7 counties that have been utilizing this 1927 data. We've had discussions with Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning and Rob Mary here, and he's very much in favor of moving to the 1983 platform.
So I think it's a good idea to possibly use the funds that we have, the 50K this year, in order to apply it towards this requirement by the Department of Administration. Rob, can you just go a little bit into this plan, how much it's going to cost, what it might do a little bit, and why, you know, we have the seven counties that are on board with this, and what their thoughts are on it, too, if you don't mind?
Sure. Basically, there's the commission provided two memorandum reports, one that outlined an extensive re-survey for all the section corners in a given in the region in itself. That was following guidelines that were very specific as far as it obtaining a higher accuracy. It was going to achieve one part in 50,000. So what that means is that when you measure between two section corners that would be a half mile distance, the expected accuracy between the two would be 0.05 feet, so 0.05 of a foot. So it was quite precise in the accuracy between two section corner monuments. Currently today, the accuracy is 1 in 10,000. So instead of 0.05 of a foot, it is now, right now, an expected accuracy of about a quarter of a foot, 0.26 feet. So there's about a 5-time improvement in accuracy. But also in the same token, with that comes a fairly significant cost, an investment that would be to resurvey every single corner. And with that every single corner, there would also be a continuing maintenance on the resurveying efforts. So if there would be, due to construction, a monument or a section corner monument, that would require a resurvey of that corner, where today at 1 in 10,000, the ability was to relocate that within still that same location and not have a resurveying need. So the costs were prepared at that time, which seemed to be a little bit cost prohibitive. So the commission reevaluated that and took on, in that reevaluation, a kind of a unique approach to try to observe a limited number of points in that this new datum, and in that doing so, in that re-observation, use some of the legacy measurements that were established in the NAD 27 datum, and using that, using the legacy measurements along with a selected number of observations, resurvey or readjust and recompute the new NAD 83 positions. That would maintain the 1 in 10,000, but it would significantly reduce the cost to resurvey, but allow the county and the county to migrate from the NAD 27, which is becoming outdated due to, with the state and the state measurements and the use of NAD 83, and move it to the modern datum or the new federal datum that that everyone is using at this point in time, without without having the significant cost to upgrade. And those costs were provided. I think it's outlined in the land plan, you know, to move to this migration. That was speaking horizontally. There's also vertical too, for that matter. Should I go into that, or?
Well, if you'd like, just a brief.
Just a brief?
Yeah, very brief.
All right, very brief. So the idea is also the federal datum is NAVD 88, the North American Vertical Datum of 1988. That currently right now we're in the National Geodetic Vertical Datum of 29. Now, granted, keep in mind that the difference between the two is probably 0.2 feet. So that doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're dealing with floodplain locations and things of that sort, that could have some implication as to how areas might be in or out of a flood zone region or reach. So the principle behind it would be is to utilize the amount of data and develop along with what's called the Wisconsin Height Modernization Program. So the whole state got new benchmarks all throughout the state and tie into those benchmarks and transfer the elevation, the legacy elevation, the NGBD 29 elevation to the 88 and look at the differences and then develop an interpolation model that would now take the entire 29 network and raise it up or lower it to fit now to the 88. So
from what Rob's saying is basically just upgrading to the standard which everybody else has. Now the datums that he was talking about, the seven counties in the Sewer PAC region got together and they're all on board with this. Every county wants to make that change within the region that has 27-29 datum to the modernized datum of 83 and 88. So we're not looking at this alone. The cost projections that Rob has provided, and please if I'm wrong on this, for the horizontal datum, it's going to be $40,000 to do that.
Per county?
Every county is different. So number of corners is going to, and area. So I think at this point, Milwaukee and Ozaukee were the smallest. So they have a slightly less, whereas Walworth and Waukesha are more. So it's variable.
So the $40,000 is for Kenosha County.
Kenosha County,
right. And that's for the horizontal datum. The vertical datum that you were talking about, I think, was $31,000. So we're looking at a total of $71,000 project. Figuring we'd be able to utilize the $50,000 this year for the horizontal datum and a portion of the $50,000 next year for the vertical datum. So we'd have monies left over next year to apply to a different project. And since we would have met all these benchmarks within the Department of Administration's requirements, we'd be able to take those funds and put them to another project that would have to be related to land records modernization, but it could be upgraded software. It could be something to do with planning applications or even maybe something to help out the realtors. So that's what we're looking at, and hopefully I might be able to get a motion from the council here in order to take the $50,000 fund for this year and apply it towards the modernization of those corners. And then again, we'll have to probably hold off on the second part for 2017 until, of course, we'll be able to get that grant application. This is due at least.
You have to, like you had mentioned, that you get 25 when you start, 25 when you finish.
Right.
So this looks like, it sounds like it would be a multi-year project.
Yes.
So could you not apply for, each year you get $50,000, could you not apply for a couple of projects?
Yes.
In 1 year, and then the final would be in the following year? So rather than apply for the whole $50,000 to go to this, or maybe put it to two projects that you would finish that would total $100,000?
Yes.
Over 2 years, do you understand what I'm saying?
You could do that, yes, definitely. I guess in the shortness of time, and I really apologize for this, it was kind of sprung on us more than anything else. I'm thinking if we can at least start utilizing the $50,000 towards this one project for this year, we could probably take the extra $10,000 if you wanted to, and if we could find a project that we wanted to start working on this year, we could probably take that extra $10,000 and apply it towards another project yet. As stated, the project has to meet these benchmarks first, then it has to also meet what's in the land information plan. So as long as, and the land information plan, again, is very vague, so we can almost apply and monies towards anything within that plan. But if you want to do that something like this year, that would, I don't see any kind of issue with that whatsoever. Excuse me.
So as long as we have the ability to say, okay, we're going to use $40,000 of this, We have a bank of 10,000 that we can apply to another project that we identify in the future. Yep. We've got funding for that.
In fact, you can roll it over, and I think maybe the best thing to do this year is just take the 50,000 and say we're going to be applying it towards the horizontal datum, and then if we have 10,000 left over, we can roll it over to the fund to the next year, and then we can develop a couple projects off that. Maybe finish off the vertical datum, which is 31,000. We'll have, and then we'll have another what 40 grand to work on something else. Yes, but again, I'd like to ask the council here if they would just if there could be a motion to approve the 50,000 for this year to apply it towards the horizontal. Coordinate system.
So it kind of, it sounds as though that this is a requirement, a federal requirement that we need to comply with?
It's a state requirement for the Department of Administration, yes.
So.
Yeah, you know, they're saying you don't have to do it, but in essence, you have to do it.
If you want to get wanted to do this.
Yeah, we did really want to do this too. So it is something that kind of fits in our wheelhouse. And
do you feel comfortable with the 50,000 this year and next the grants? Do you feel comfortable going forward?
Yes, I do. Okay. I think that is very. Rob, yeah, would you have any kind of minute?
No, I would agree. I think, you know, based on, it's strictly outlined to support both 50,000 to that this year and next year.
Of course, the county board can give us an extra $100,000 to do something.
So you can roll it over. Is there a reporting requirement then?
Excuse me, I'm very sorry. Yes, every June I have to write a report, and I write it with finance here as far as where those funds are being applied to. So yes, we'd have to put what they're being applied to.
So we'll be in a segregated account.
It should be in a segregated account, yes. I would assume so. I'm not positive, but I envision that's going to happen. Anytime you get a grant, you have to probably put it into a separate account, although I'm not a finance person here, but I believe that's the case.
From a county surveyor perspective, this is the right thing to do.
I think as far as, yes, I mean, the options, you know, given the fact of the interest in it and the procedures that have been employed, yes, I do think.
And I would say, from our perspective, it's a good thing because I think I used this as an example before, is that when we received our FEMA floodplain information in 2010, it came in as the 80s, and we had to back it to the 29, so that was in the correction. And you have to remember to do that correction every time you ever work with that information. And so that's when we first actually wanted to do the switch, but there just wasn't support at that time. So, and from our office, we are all for this.
So the vertical pad is critical to floodplain mapping then?
Right.
And there's no doubt that that would follow the next year?
That would be the general intention in the plan, yes. You know, we're looking at a lower cost for that as well. But we'd like to move on this fast. We have the other seven counties that are looking at this too. And if we can move fast, then we can have Rob being able to move on our county first rather than other counties. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yes. We vote first, we go first.
That's right. I make a motion to approve.
I'll second. Any discussion? Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. The last item that we have is the Department of Administration Wisconsin Land Information Plan. And for the entire plan looks something like this for 2016, 2020. What I gave you is the guts. It has the introduction, so it'll look like this. First page is introduction, and then the second one has a program timeline on page 3. And then the last one is the 15, which has the map on it itself. So those three will relate to this topic. The Department of Administration has a Land Information Council, which I'm lucky enough to sit on. And what they're doing is trying to devise a plan between 2016 and 2020 that will have different kind of benchmarks that they want to say, okay, county should look in this direction in order to take $6.3 million that they collect annually through the, unfortunately, through the records of the Register of Deeds office, the $7 that they received. So they're trying to take the $6.3 million and take it and apply it back to the counties in different kinds of manners in order to try to get the best best return on it. As I stated before, for 2016, 2017, and it looks like 2018, that will be just a straight grant for $50,000 for all three of those years. The key proposals, I'm going to kind of skip around here just a little bit, and the key proposals on number one in the introduction, on 1.2, they kind of outline what the basic monies will be utilized for. And just quickly to go through it, there would be a $50,000 grant, like I said, for 2016, 2017, 2018. That will go to each individual county. There is a $100,000 grant, which you might call a base grant. So if a county does not have $100,000 in revenue that they receive through the recordings, they get supplemented so that each county receives $100,000 worth of recording. So if a county only has $50,000 worth of recording, they will receive a base budget grant of $50,000 extra in order to meet that requirement. Every county gets $1,000 training. That $1,000 training is usually for Wisconsin Land Information Association. That's where it goes to, and everybody here is a member of that if they want to be able to go to that conference. So that $1,000 usually for that purpose. In 2018, they're talking about strategic grants and strategic initiatives. And those strategic initiatives right now, through this preliminary plan that they have, will be going towards LIDAR, and will be going towards imaging. So they intend to use, if you kind of look at that map right here, starting in 2018, they want to start working in the north west portion of the counties, and starting to implement monies that would go towards aerial imaging or LIDAR. And LIDAR, Andy would probably know better, but it's kind of showing, you know, shooting down, is it infrared? I don't know what kind of lighting it is that shows the contours.
LIDAR is, there's three different bands. LIDAR is infrared. I mean,
you're the specialist in this.
It's an infrared, it's an active sensor, but there are three different spectral that you could apply. One is the red band, which is for topo. The other is a green band, which is, it does penetrate water, but it's only to a certain turbidity and a certain depth overall. And then there's a blue band, which is significant water depths, which are more for ocean determination.
And these plans for LIDAR and for aerial imaging, as you can see, they start in the northwest and they head to the southeast area in 2020. There has been a lot of discussion on this, and I don't think that this is going to fly. Especially in the northern counties with LIDAR, I've gotten quite a few people who say they want to go through the monumentation project rather than the LIDAR project. So that will probably be something that the northern counties are going to be utilizing more than LIDAR. As money gets put towards these areas, that reduces the funding that would come back to the counties that don't have that action going on in that year. They're looking at possibly only $5,000 to $25,000 that would come back to each individual county when they start utilizing these programs in 2018. That is probably something that's not going to fly either, especially from the southeast area here, where we're supplying more funds to supplement the base budgets and also the funding that's going in to do these kind of state initiatives as well. I think that just from our perspective here, and you want to look at it as a sharing opportunity, but the need is probably going to be more to the southeast. So I don't think that $5,000 to $25,000 is going to fly. It's going to have to be a standard amount, and hopefully around the $25,000 level. Other things that are a problem is the state wanted to make this a statewide initiative, so there'd be one grant that's given to one company to do all the flying or all the imagery, or to do all the LIDAR. That would definitely hurt Kenosha County because you're looking at doing something that is with Ayers and Associates. Oh, you were part of Ayers and Associates one time. Oh, you weren't. Okay, good. Okay. Anyways, but we're using pictometry. And the reason we're using pictometry is, one, they're a good company. They're doing great. And for 911 purposes right now, pictometry is the company that is supported for 911. So instead of doing a statewide project, I am going to be pushing to have individual counties decide what they want to do and who the vendor is that they want to pick. And I believe that that's going to pass that way too. That's kind of that part of it.
So, yeah. I just have a question. Because that they were looking at doing that 6-inch resolution, were they going to still allow a county to be able to use the funds to just offset the cost of what we get, which that, we're the only one that gets 3-inch?
A great question again. Yes. I mean, that was another part that came up. Yes, we can buy up, but that 6-inch resolution that we have, we have a 3-inch resolution, which is much better. So the 6-inch resolution, we're not going backwards. It's not, we're not going to do that. So we should be able to take the funds that are going to be for 6-inch resolution and apply them towards the 3-inch.
That seems there would be support for that.
I think there would be support for that. I don't know how there cannot be support for that. You know, you want a better product at the state level. You're going to get a better product. Why argue about it? I don't get that one. And I believe that is another point that's coming up, I believe. I'm pretty sure Milwaukee County, our county, and there are a lot of other counties that are starting to jump on board with pictometry as well. So, you know, it will definitely be looked at. It's a good question. Excellent question.
Maybe for support, you should have that on the land use committee too, some discussion at least on the committee level for the supervisors so they become aware of what you're really trying to achieve.
Okay.
And where you stand on that issue.
Okay. What we're doing right here too is, there's on page 2 of the one that has the introduction on it, there is a timeline that the Wisconsin Land Council is working on. As you can see, 210 is when the first draft came through, and now it it's being vetted by different organizations. The second draft is planned to be in place by 4/13, and that will, of course, narrow down things like we're talking about here. As far as what we're going to do is individual contracts or you know, the imagery itself, what quality it'd be at. Third draft again at 4/27, public comments 6/28, final draft or another draft is 6/22, and the finalized plan is 6/30. So they're looking at a very aggressive timetable here in order to have everything in place. But I think that's good for all of us in order to you know, keep this project moving. And in order to keep everything in line and get exactly what we're looking for out of this program, $6.3 million a year is nothing to sneeze at. So you want to make darn sure that you're going to be able to get a part of those funds on hopefully a yearly basis. Right. There's a couple other things I just want to review real quickly again as you go back to the introduction. I had stopped at the LIDAR and the imaging. Those counties that don't have the imaging happening in their area are will have probably 5 to 25,000 grants grant money available to them, which is probably going to change, I would hope, because that's way too low. And then you have the DOA cut more than anything else, I would say. They're saying for administration purposes they need $400,000. To put an outside agency, which is probably going to be the state cartographer's office, to develop a mapping application. That's another $125,000 a year. And to work to put the information that the counties provide to the state on a statewide map, it's going to cost $105,000. So we're looking at roughly around $600,000 that the state's going to keep just for their own administrative costs. I'll kind of leave it there. That's my report. I will be keeping in touch with the WLIP and the program itself. Since I'm on the committee, I'm able to have actual hands-on with it. If there's anything that this council would like to suggest or go in a certain direction, I know the Register of Deeds has sent out a letter saying, you know what, we're supplying the funds. There should be something that comes back to us on this as well. So,
I don't see it.
So,
we're gonna ask anyway.
Yep, definitely. And I mean, so if there's anything, if you want a copy of this plan, I can get you a copy of this plan. In fact, I will supply a copy to probably Marty, and he can disperse it out to everybody. And you can just kind of go through it. Right now, the plan is very basic, and it has an awful lot of charts on it saying how much the Department of Administration does. But trying to, I think, qualify that $600,000 that they get.
I think it'll be key as to the 1.2 is how that changes, and that we can kind of see where that's going. Because I can kind of see that this LIDAR, that this would actually be good for us, because in 2020, when it comes to our side, our LIDAR will be 10 years old.
Yeah.
So we'd qualify.
Yes, right. So there are good things. I'm not going to say there aren't good things with it. But I would like to see that LIDAR project stepped up faster, too. The way things are growing in Kenosha, it'd be nice to be able to get that in another 3 years, 4 years, rather than wait to 2020. So those are just thoughts. That's all I have. Thank you for your time and patience on this. I appreciate it.
Very good. I feel very comfortable that you have a good grasp of the issues, what's important for us as a county and as an organization. So please keep us posted if things tend to get off the rails as far as you think, and we need additional help or support to get it back on the rails.
Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Next is any new business?
I just was wondering on the status of the obliques for being able to have that disseminated to be used. Is that been determined yet?
No, we had a meeting with the Sheriff's Department and had talked to the Sheriff's Department as far as what they wanted. They wanted to keep it internal, which is makes sense. Didn't want to supply to everybody outside because of some issues that may have for crime related, I assume. So Gil has supplied some people that he thought should be getting the information. I believe we need to have discussions with IT in order to figure out what our next steps are from there to go. And I'm not sure if we want to get the exec involved in it or not, but that might be a possibility. It might be something that has to do as well. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think that after reviewing some of the data, I thought that we said that we could give planning and development a couple of licenses to use and try it out and work with it for a while and provide some feedback. I don't know if that has been done or not.
We have one license that we're all sharing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need more? Or?
Well, we would love to have one for each staff team, so we wouldn't have to share because only one person can look at it at a time.
And we have how many?
50.
I would say go ahead and give that to P&D. I think at some point we need to come back then to the county executive and talk about obliques, pros and cons, how much information should be distributed to the general public and how it possibly could be used to their benefit or detriment to law enforcement. Those type of things, get some discussion.
Just for clarification, oblique photos, instead of being shot right straight down so you can see the rooftops, are shot at an angle so you can see more of the buildings itself. And then you can also rotate the building 360 degrees in order to see what's on every side of it. Bing has it. Milwaukee County has it on their site. The issue that does come up is the clarity. They are very clear pictures. So as you start rotating, 360, it's great for law enforcement. But if you were somebody who might be a perpetrator or wanted to break into a building, it also helps you there too because you're able to see all the access points. So that's the issue that you're kind of playing with. It'd be great for you, Joe. Maybe you'd be able to see what the decks are on the back and everything else. But
you can look at it.
Yeah, that's
these
true.
These guys need it.
Yeah.
You can't ignore the potential for malicious intent.
Yeah.
But we just used it the other night with the sewer issue. I pulled it up, and it was fantastic. By the way, we Energies down there, DNR, and I pulled it up, and we were able to rotate the entire civic area and look at it from different perspectives. and use some historical information. Very nice. Yeah, we can't put that. But just that point, you had told me that we could, if needed, buy more licenses, correct?
Yeah, I believe we, I know 50 licenses, I think, can be used at one point in time. I think we have 250 licenses, but only 50 can be used at one issue.
So I think it's 250 named users and then 50 concurrent.
Right.
I see.
And I think what we had talked about, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to initiate it, but is that the law enforcement had first crack at all of it. So if we had 100 users on there and something came up and law enforcement needed it, we'd knock off the 50 users that were not law enforcement, and it would be supplied a priority service.
And I wouldn't see a huge number there, probably maybe 3 to 5
yep.
priority service. And the rest of them, they're going to be in on the meeting anyway for something critical, like a SWAT operation or some kind of tactical thing.
True.
So I guess it kind of gets to be bigger than Pleasant Prairie, the city.
It grows.
It's much larger that we need to just make sure that you understand where we're going to take this in the future.
And that's important, too, that you mentioned that, Marty, because we had a meeting with our multi-jurisdictional comprehensive plan meeting 2 weeks ago, and from Pleasant Prairie. Well,
that's quite a title.
It is quite a title, yeah. MJAC is how we say it for short. But Pleasant Prairie did bring that up, and they were wondering what the status was because they're interested.
Which organization?
Excuse me?
Which organization?
Their planning office.
Their planning?
Yeah.
I do know their surveyor really, their assessor really wants it too. It'd be a great thing for assessing, because you'd be able to sit at your desk actually and start viewing properties, doing the rotation of them, and see if somebody put on a new deck or if they got a new building, a new structure.
And that's what we use it for too, is to be able to see all those improvements that are on the property.
Is there any way to limit who can view?
That's the question.
This level of image? I mean, is there a way to restrict the software so that
it's your question, isn't it?
Can only maybe see the front of the building and then have, county personnel have view of the county personnel have full access to see the full.
I thought we looked into seeing if we could look at the resolution. So, we have 3-inch imagery, if we could say, public only is 9-inch or 6-inch is only good. I think it's for us to find it.
Have to create almost a whole program.
And then 2 files now, probably.
Well, and a lot of this through their tools provide.
The other issue we have with it, too, is it's cloud-based, and it's proprietary to pictometry. So any information that we apply to the actual pictometry database for those aerials becomes a property of pictometry, then they can also take in and put that information out. So we have to be careful on the kind of information that we actually put on those obliques.
So I think that's something that we need to follow up on, and if we can give P&D the number of licenses that they would like. I do think that we should come up with a list of things or areas that this would benefit. So if we're proposing distributing more licenses, what is the next target group? Is it Pleasant Prairie P&D? Is it Pleasant Prairie Police? Or who do we want to make this information to? Anything else? Any other discussion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Don't move. Appreciate your time, guys.
This is a record.
It is a record.